Maarten Schram believes it's time for a European network for associations in the event industry. Why and how his new initiative Livecom Alliance can give an answer, he explains himself. Hi Maarten, welcome to our studio.
Thanks.
You started a new initiative, yes. Livecom Alliance.
Yes.
Why?
Well, in my role as managing director of the Dutch Association, I'm also invited in an advisory board and some juries of international awards, among them European Best Event Awards. And 2 years ago, during an advisory board meeting, I was talking with some colleagues again, mm-hmm. and the idea raised, okay, why don't we have a structured way meeting each other? So that was the idea. It was 2 years ago, and we tried to discuss it with some other associations during the festival November that year. Mm-hmm. But somehow, due to fully programming, it failed to have a proper discussion. Mm-hmm. And during the most recent advisory board meeting last year, we talked it over again. Mm-hmm. And meeting your colleagues, meeting my colleagues on some occasions during mm-hmm. the year is always interesting, and it's inspiring also. But it's missing a proper and structured way meeting each other and stay in contact. So on my way back in the plane, I just thought, okay, let's write a plan.
Yeah.
And write the concept and think of a name, design a logo, and just do it. So during the last edition of the festival last November in Seville, mm-hmm. I launched the initiative and I presented it to 10 countries, 10 associations, mm-hmm. And they were all very enthusiastic about it. So I launched it early this year.
Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you.
That.
Thank you.
And why is there a need for association of associations in Europe?
Yes, that sounds really big. Yes, it sounds really big. A federation of associations. Well, we tried to keep it plain and simple. Yeah. So we chose the word alliance, a platform with an online connecting tool, and of course some live events during the year. I think the why is that to build an industry and to involve, to develop, it's necessary to be in contact with each mm-hmm. other. And every association in every country does his work in the way he thinks, they think, how it should be done.
Yeah.
And but there is a lot to be learned. During my conversations among all those occasions, talking to my Belgian and French and British and colleagues all over Europe, mm-hmm. I thought, okay, there can be learned a lot here. So let's facilitate that.
And learning what exactly?
Well, how to improve benefits and products and services and tools of the association, benefits for the members, mm-hmm. the agencies, but also dealing with major topics like law topics or several things like that.
Yeah,
it could be very interesting to share opinions and share experience. But for example, another very interesting thing I think is, and it's high on our priority list, is to investigate, to do some proper market research. How big is our industry?
Yeah. That's a difficult question.
That's
still
a really difficult one. Yes, and I think it remains difficult.
Yeah.
But we try, during our upcoming meeting this Thursday in Italy, we try to make an inventory. Okay, what is done in every country,
mm-hmm.
and try to put it together. And try to create the outlines for, okay, what do we really want to know, and how we can figure out to get the results.
And if you're talking about sharing knowledge,
yes.
is it then only about how to run an association, or also on more topics like event management knowledge and things like that?
Yes, of course. No, it's certainly not only about the association. I think that's an interesting thing, but it's small.
Mm-hmm.
It's only interesting for the management directors or chairman mm-hmm. involved in the association. But of course, it should directly have effects on the members of the associations, which are the agencies, and it should also affect the suppliers and clients behind that. So we are really aiming to contribute to development of the whole industry.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what can the agencies, your members, expect from an alliance like this?
In this digital age, I think it's more and more common that clients, brands need live contact.
Mm-hmm.
And what we also see is that that globalization is a thing who is coming important. So boundaries of countries are not that important any longer, and agencies are trying to explore markets outside their own country, and also clients are trying to find agencies working all over Europe,
absolutely.
For example.
Also, our readers tell us many times that they are looking for solutions to organize mainly the big companies like a Coca-Cola or companies like that. They want, they want a European event taking place in different countries, but they don't want an agency for every country because that's difficult for them to handle.
Yes.
How do you see that?
I think we're in a process there. I think point of view, I think there are still some differences between the countries. Even Belgium and the Netherlands, for example, it's okay. They are small and they're subtle, but still there are. But for some other countries, the differences may be bigger. So it's really useful and necessary to use local expertise. But at the same time, it's what we also see is that agencies are opening up to collaborate and to look for partners in other countries and try to work together. So I think it's a process, both on the industry side, as also from client side. But it's an interesting thing to share that vision and speak it out and show to the world. Yes.
Maybe to conclude with, is there a place where we can follow what you are doing on a European level?
Yes, of course there is. For now, there's a temporary website, lifecomalliance.eu.
Didn't see that coming.
No, of course. But another important way for us to show the world what we are doing is, of course, is PR.
Okay, great. Yes. So subscribe to our newsletter and we will share all the press releases coming from you.
Yes, would be great. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming over to our studio.
Thanks for the invitation, Kevin.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.